AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Other Republican candidates are taking on Donald Trump on this day ahead of Super Tuesday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says Trump, through his clothing line, has sent U.S. jobs overseas.
This is a guy who says, I'm going to take on China because they're stealing our jobs. Well, that's where he makes all of his suits and ties, in China and in Mexico and in Indonesia.
Rubio adds Trump's decision not to denounce the public support of former KKK leader David Duke disqualifies him from the nomination by the party of Lincoln. Trump says he didn't correctly hear the question on TV during an interview, and he earlier disavowed Duke. Today, he accuses Rubio and other GOP candidates of being liars.
Politicians are very dishonest people. I've never seen such deception. I've never seen so many lies. And these are dishonest people, and I hate to say it, and it's sad.
President Obama awards the Medal of Honor to a Navy SEAL whose team rescued an American doctor held captive by the Taliban. Here's AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The president says, like many SEALs, Senior Chief Ed Byers is a quiet professional.
There are a lot of other places he'd rather be than in front of all these cameras.
But in Afghanistan, he helped storm a Taliban hideout to free an American doctor, throwing himself on top of the hostage while grappling with the captors. In the East Room, Obama saluted all the special operations troops who fought since 9/11.
Small in number, they have borne an extraordinarily heavy load.
But for Byers, it's what SEALs do.
Protecting our freedoms so that we can sleep peacefully in our beds at night.
And he accepted the award on behalf of a comrade killed in that daring raid. Mark Smith at the White House.
Three students at a junior-senior high school in southwestern Ohio have been wounded in a shooting. Officials say the injuries are not life-threatening. And the Middletown school, some 30 miles north of Cincinnati, is in lockdown. A suspect is in custody. This is AP Radio News. Supreme Court watchers were stunned by not what was said, but who said it during today's session. Rita Foley has more.
It's become routine for Supreme Court justices to pepper lawyers with questions during oral arguments. The late Justice Antonin Scalia was famous for this. Scalia died 2 weeks ago, and now, for the first time in 10 years, his friend and fellow conservative, Justice Clarence Thomas, has started asking questions in court. Lawyers, reporters, and others seemed shocked. Justice Thomas asked a question about constitutional rights in a case involving domestic violence and guns. He has previously said he doesn't need to ask questions in court. He relies on the written material presented to the court. Rita Foley, Washington.
Despite reports of sporadic fighting, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the ceasefire in Syria is holding, by and large. That ceasefire went into effect on Saturday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.